This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph On Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are back with another Feminist Around the World. And today we're celebrating the works and activism of Vietnamese musician Mai Khoi. And Mai Khoi has been referenced as the Lady Gaga and Pussy Riot of Vietnam. I always think that's weird to me when you're like, this person is this, like, this former singer.
I'm right.
Like, huh. Especially when they're still alive. Like, Lady Gaga is still very much very present. But I get it.
Right.
For different countries, I guess you want to reference.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's actually a conversation that comes up a lot when you're trying to, like I tried to get a book published, and some people really hate when you're like, it's like this, because they're like, no, it's your thing. But
right.
Other people really appreciate
right.
that you're giving them the context of, oh, okay, I see
so
it
are.
Now.
Yeah.
But it also feels sometimes kind of, I get what they're doing, but it's sort of like, no, it's Mai Khoi. Like,
yeah,
she's
exactly.
Not.
She's right. An award winner of her own. We mm-hmm. might not know her, but we know that she is massive. And of course, her works are huge, which is why we're talking about her. And again, the reason for these two different titles are for two completely different reasons. Of course, both of them are musicians. But I think one has to do with talent and the other one has to do with the activism, as we said before. I think we're going to talk a little bit. We'll explain a little bit more through her own words or their own sight words. Khoi's career skyrocketed after she won Vietnam Television Song and Album of the Year awards in 2010, making her one of the first women songwriters in Vietnam at the time. I know there was others, but again, one of the first. So just to preface that. And music has always been a huge part of her life, with her father, a music teacher himself, teaching her to play guitar at the age of 8. And even playing with him at weddings at the age of 12. And then she went on to attend a music school in Ho Chi Minh City. Yeah, and with her rise in stardom, thanks to her musical career, Khoi used her platform to uplift and advocate for her community. She wrote songs that spoke out for women's rights, LGBTQIA+ rights, and challenged her government when it came to freedom of speech.
And with her outspokenness came criticism. She was criticized for her songs, her style, like shaving VN in her hair, and her opinion on not having children. And knowing that the government often criticized her lyrics and songs for being too controversial and using coarse language, she stopped sending her songs to Vietnam censors who had to approve her songs before release, and her music was soon banned by the government. But that didn't stop her. She soon went underground with her music, performing in secret with her new group, Mai Khoi and the Dissidents.
But music wasn't her only activism. In 2016, Choi was part of the environmental protests that fought the harms of the Formosa Hotin Steel Corp that caused a major disaster with its waste dumping into their waters, killing off a lot of marine life. She also went on to try to take part in the politics that she was trying to reform. She applied to run as an independent for the National Assembly of Vietnam, but was denied. And again, that didn't stop her either. She openly criticized Facebook for cooperating with the tyrannical censorship laws in the country, saying, quote, "It was damaging one of the last refuges for freedom of expression in the repressive state." And because of their censorship, she was not able to live stream her music without the possibility of arrest. And in an interview with Radio Free Asia, Choi said this about her work. "Over the past 3 years, my friends and I have been fighting against AK-47 or the cybersecurity forces in Vietnam in order to protect the freedom of expression on social media. The achievement that I am most proud of is to have been able to create enough pressure on Facebook so that it had to change its policy. Facebook has removed many groups of public opinion workers in Vietnam who used to report political dissidents on purpose in order to get their accounts closed down and to muzzle them. Although the human rights situation in Vietnam is still very bad and the Vietnamese government continues to arrest and punish political dissidents who express their opinions online, this can be seen as a small success and contribution of myself and my team."
And though she was successful, it did come at a cost as she was arrested several times for her activism. She eventually fled the country and moved to the U.S., but that hasn't stopped her from advocating for her country. In the same interview, she said this about her fellow women. "In Vietnam, up to 63% of women have experienced a type of violence, whether physical, mental, or economic. 63% of women having been abused by their men is a big and sad number. I really hope that the Vietnamese government will pay sufficient attention to this issue and make efforts to change it. The most important thing is every Vietnamese woman needs to understand her rights. Once they have a good understanding, they will use their rights properly and will not allow violence and abuse. They will also be able to become the person they would like to be."
Yep. And she's been hard at work while living in the U.S., studying at the University of Pittsburgh with the Artist Protection Fund Fellowship and serving on the International Advisory Board of the International Free Expression Project. She has also been releasing music, including through her storytelling project titled Bad Activist, which was released in 2022. Here's a description from her site. "Bad Activist is Mai Choi's multimedia autobiography, a stage show that combines original music, projections, archival footage, and storytelling to integrate the relationship between art and activism. The story begins with Choi's upbringing in a country devastated by war and follows her rise to fame as a pop star, her dangerous turn towards politics and activism, and finally, her exile to the United States."
And there's a documentary based on her story. Here's a synopsis from HRC Film Festival site. 10 years ago, pop singer Mai Choi's patriotic hit song Vietnam launched her quickly to fame and fortune, encouraged and supported by the Communist Party and state-run media, who saw her as a promising new role model. When Choi's creeping unease with the government censorship of her songs pushes her to release her controversial new album without their approval, it results in a media and performance ban, constant surveillance, and threats of imprisonment. Compared to Russian musician activist Pussy Riot and dubbed Vietnam's Lady Gaga, Choi must now go to great lengths to disseminate her music as she fights to champion women's rights, LGBT rights, and free speech.
Right. So there you go. That's the description of why she's called the Pussy Riot and then the Lady Gaga of Vietnam, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. And her works has earned her accolades, including being named one of Amnesty International's 12 inspiring human rights activists to follow in 2018, awarded the 2018 Vaclav Havel Prize for Creative Dissent, 2022's Franklin D. Roosevelt Four Freedoms Award for Freedom of Speech. And as in fact, there was a whole video of her sitting next to President Obama as one of the dissidents at the time doing her work. And apparently, like, soon after, she like was in hiding previously to going to do that meeting. And then she was also intimidated by the Vietnam police. So she had a lot of things going on, and she still does. But it's currently in, I believe, Pittsburgh at this point, still working on her music and doing some amazing things.
Yeah, I can't wait to check it out. I always love when we get to the end of these and I'm like, ooh.
There you
got
go.
Some music I get to go listen to now. Yeah. And as always, listeners, if you have any suggestions for this segment or anything else, you can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store with merchandise. And we have a book that you can pre-order at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. There's an audiobook and a physical book. It's coming out soon. It's coming out soon.
The panic. Such a panic.
I'm excited and panicked, I will say. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you all.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.